Now for the economic analysis, here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
You don't have to be an economist to figure out that having some of the worst consumer confidence numbers in decades is not a good thing. But to give us a little more detail on what's going on and just how bad this is, we called Nariman Berevesh. He's chief economist with the forecasting firm Global Insight.
We're well into recession territory when it comes to consumer confidence, and consumers have been the mainstay of the U.S. economy, so this is very, very troubling. It does suggest that all of a sudden, you know, another leg of the stool just got knocked out from under us.
Berevesh says, though, there are two parts to the Conference Board's consumer survey. One asks people where they think the economy is headed. That's the one that looks very bad. People's take on their current financial situation is better.
What is happening is that consumers are very worried about the headlines. Brokerage houses going belly up, about problems in the mortgage markets, about house prices going down. They're very worried. But most households, in terms of their own finances, you know, the majority of them are okay. They're doing okay.
That's why Berevesh says these numbers don't panic him. He says consumers may pull back a bit if they're scared, but
in the end, consumers tend to spend and tend to do things mostly based on true pocketbook kind of issues. You know, do they have a steady income? Do they think they're going to have a steady income? And therefore, can they afford to make this purchase?
In other words, if they have money, Americans will probably spend it. That's why Berevesh says he's still predicting a short and mild recession. But he says the growing foreclosure crisis and its fallout in the credit market could still cause a much deeper recession. So he and other economists want to see more action from Washington on that front. Chris Arnold, NPR News.